Bluer than blue, sadder than sad. A sad little tune from Michael Johnson at WCCO-FM. Hopefully I don't have you this morning in a bad mood or feeling kind of blue. Because, of course, I like to think that everybody in this world is happy, or at least capable of being that way. Good morning. I'm Terry Davis, feeling pretty good on this Wednesday morning. This is Maria Muldaur. Maria Muldaur, preferring to spend her time not jogging or playing tennis, but making love to the music. Good morning. Harold Johnson of St. Paul was my winner this morning on trivia, giving me a call. And, of course, in case you hadn't heard, Louis XIV, in his lifetime, owned 413 beds. One of my listeners called and said, gosh, if you had 413 beds, just think how many, you know, days you could go without having to make a bed. You just, you know, hop from one bed to the next. Some people collect cars and baseball cards, and Louis XIV collected beds. 9 minutes now before two, another fascinating morning in the Twin Cities. Our forecast calls for windy skies, occasional rain, snow and mixed this morning, and that snow and rain mixture should end this afternoon. Lows this morning in the lower 30s, highs today in the low 40s. Partly cloudy tonight and Thursday, with lows in the upper 20s, highs Thursday in the upper 40s. And there's a 50% chance of rain this morning and today. There is a narrow band of light rain showers developing in west central Minnesota. It's cloudy, 38 degrees in Faribault, in the Twin Cities, cloudy skies, 40 degrees. At WCCO-FM, let's do the cha-cha, the tango. Oh, where have those dances gone? I guess they're still doing them at the Copacabana, and life there is really something else. Hot nightlife.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
WCCO.
It's 2 a.m. at WCCO-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Good morning, I'm Terry Davis reporting from the WCCO-FM News Bureau. Voters in Faribault defeated a $9.9 million school bond for the second time yesterday. This time the vote was 2,579 yes and 3,146 no. Last December, a similar bond lost by 12 votes. The money would have been used for an addition to and a remodeling of the Faribault Senior High School and upgrading of the Junior High School. The bond was prompted by overcrowded conditions at the Faribault Junior High School. A tank truck tipped over in downtown St. Charles yesterday, and a 4,800 gallons of raw milk spilled into the sewer system and found their way to the Whitewater River. Workers hurriedly built a dam in hopes of preventing the milk from reaching the main branch of the river. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency officials are on the scene. They say that they're concerned that the milk will pollute the river and harm the fish. A Tyler, Minnesota woman was killed yesterday. Three others were injured in a three-vehicle crash 10 miles south of Marshall. The death of 49-year-old Lorraine Jensen raised the Minnesota traffic fatality toll to 78... or for 1978 to 190, rather, compared with 155 by this date last year. Mrs. Jensen was the driver of the car, which swerved on a slushy Minnesota highway and was hit broadside by a semi-trailer truck. Truck then veered into a ditch and was struck by another car. More now from ABC News.
By a vote of 68 to 32, with one vote to spare, the U.S. Senate has approved treaties under which the U.S. will get out of the Panama Canal Zone by the year 2000. I'm Joe Vaughn, American Contemporary Radio. The Senate vote was broadcast live in Panama, and at the moment, Democratic Senate Leader Robert Byrd of West Virginia cast the deciding favorable vote a national celebration erupted in Panama. And there are some celebrations underway in Washington, too. ABC's Bill Zimmerman reports.
At three parties here in Washington, the administration and canal treaty supporters on Capitol Hill celebrated the victory. It had been a long time coming and uncertain until only a few minutes before the ratification vote in the Senate. But when the vote came, it was a victory in what one White House official called the toughest political fight since the presidential campaign. And administration supporters here were ready to celebrate. Bill Zimmerman, ABC News, Washington.
The technicalities. That story coming up.
Last night when I was making a scene, reading my favorite hot rod magazine, how Firestone was giving away free three Fords that are something to see. The number one van machine.
Oh, it's so free.
A 4x4 that's really more. A mini pickup.
It makes my heart go giddy-up.
30 little machines. Hey, what a scene.
Hey, 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 can you believe it? Three ultimate customized machines. A van, mini courier, and 4x4 pickup. All done up real keen by Hot Rod Magazine. And Firestone is giving them away for free, free, free. Along with 30 super minivans. Hey, you don't have to buy anything. Just be sure you're a licensed driver and enter by May 31st. Void where prohibited. Sorry about that. Pick up on the rules and entry blanks now at Firestone stores and those groovy participating Firestone dealers. It's super. Believe it. The Firestone Superstone Sweepstakes.
All you gotta do to enter is run to Firestone's Tire Centers.
Firestone Superstone Sweepstakes.
The vote by the Senate on the new Panama Canal treaties doesn't mean the U.S. will start to work immediately to implement the terms. There are still some technicalities that have to be handled, such as a vote by both houses of Congress on implementing legislation. Then the treaties take effect 6 months after the two governments exchange signed ratification documents. Officially, the treaties will go into effect on March 31st of next year. There are some dollars and cents considerations in approval of the two canal treaties. In Washington, ABC's Stephanie Levinson has details.
The newly approved Panama Canal treaties could cost the U.S. Treasury about $1.4 billion by the year 2000. The administration estimates that it will cost approximately $350 million to wind up military operations. The governor of the Panama Canal Zone says that the value of U.S. property, which will be transferred to Panama, would be close to $600 million. But there's more. Under the treaties, the U.S. will forego about $450 million in interest payments. So by the end of this century, the final price tag will end up in the $1.5 billion range. Stephanie Levinson, ABC News, Washington.
Twin Cities forecast, windy with occasional rain and snow mixed this morning, ending this afternoon. Lows this morning in the low 30s, highs Wednesday in the low 40s. It'll be partly cloudy tonight and Thursday, lows in the upper 20s, highs Thursday in the upper 40s. There's a 50% chance of precipitation both this morning and today. And a narrow band of showers continue in portions of west central, east central Minnesota from near Brainerd to near Willmar. In Owatonna, it's cloudy. They have light fog and 38 degrees. In the Twin Cities, it's cloudy and 39 degrees. At WCCO-FM, good morning. It's 5 minutes after 2.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
George Benson on Broadway. From his latest album, Weekend in L.A., 10 minutes after 2 at WCCO-FM. Good morning. Here's Michael Franks from his album, The Art of Tea and Popsicle Toes.
And when God gave out rhythm, he sure was good to you.
That's a great tune from Michael Franks, his version of Popsicle Toes. And you know, there are several cures for thawing out these frozen popsicle toes. Next time you're sitting around the fireplace roasting marshmallows, you just stick your toes right in there too, and sure enough, they'll defrost and you'll be hot to trot once again. It's 39, cloudy in the Twin Cities. Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds would like to tell you that if you're in the market for a car, they've got quite a few for you to choose from. And at Lindahl Olds, because of that fine selection, their prices have never been better. The new 78 Oldsmobiles are delightful, and you might want to take a test drive. And the new Tornado, maybe Delta 88 or 98. Those are Lindahl Old's luxury cars. If you're not looking for something quite that big, try maybe an Omega or Starfire or the all-new Cutlass, Cutlass Salon, Cutlass Extreme, and Cutlass Supreme. And for the family, folks, there's plenty of nice station wagons awaiting you. At Lindahl Old's, no matter what you buy, they have got a great service department, they've got great prices, financing is available right on the spot, plus they've got that satisfaction guarantee Lindahl Old's is famous for. And if you're not happy with the car you buy in the first week or 500 miles, a very critical period, Lindahl gives you a 100% full refund. The satisfaction guarantee only from Wally McCarthy's. At WCCO-FM, good morning. It's 15 minutes after 2 with Gene Cotton.
Well, you woke me from a dream about you, just to say that you believe in.
Before my heart finds out, well, my heart usually finds out before I do. Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 2, and here in the Twin Cities, it's not such a bad Wednesday morning. It is April 19th, and to all of those of you who got to see Jackson Browne last night, I hope you enjoyed the great concert that he and Carla Bonhoeff put on. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, and it really saddened me. You know, I'm going to have to play lots of Jackson Browne tonight to make up for it. In case you did go to the Jackson Browne concert and you're still up this morning, if you'd like to share some of your views of the concert with me, my number is 339-1029. Well, the Twins were rained out yesterday and they're going to play Oakland at Met Stadium this afternoon. Twins are now 6-8 on the season and in fifth place in the American League West. Well, at WCCO-FM, our forecast calls for windy skies, windy, and occasional rain and snow mixed this morning and eventually ending sometime this afternoon. Lows this morning in the lower 30s, highs today in the low 40s, partly cloudy tonight and Thursday with lows in the upper 20s, and highs Wednesday will be in the upper 40s. There's a 50% chance of precipitation both this morning and today, and we should be seeing a pretty nice weekend with partly cloudy skies and highs in the low to mid 50s. Well, in Owatonna, it's cloudy. They have light fog and 38 degrees. In the Twin Cities, it's 39 and cloudy with northerly winds at 14 miles per hour.
I'd like to be able to tell you that saving money is a cinch for anyone, but we all know that isn't true. However, there's a hard way to save and an easy way. The hard way is saving what you have left over from each paycheck. The easy way is paying yourself first every payday regularly, like you'd pay the electric bill. And that's where the Northwestern Banks can help with an automatic savings plan. We'll transfer money from your checking account to your savings account each month automatically. It can make a regular saver out of you. And that could be the difference between really saving money and just having a lot of good intentions. You'll find automatic savings is a great way to set money aside for your particular goal, like a vacation, kids' college, or the down payment on a house. So talk to your Northwestern Bank about automatic savings. We'll do the rest.
We're on your side. We're on your side.
We're Northwestern Bank.
We're on your side.
Members FDIC.
Another incredible story about that mean individual stranded in a limousine with who we don't know, but I feel sorry for the people. After all, being stranded with a mean individual is not a piece of cake. It's cloudy, 39 degrees here in the Twin Cities. Good morning, I'm Terry Davis. To keep you company all night long until the sun rises once again. Anne Marie, the lonesome lady at WCCO-FM. Good morning. It's 26 minutes after 2. It's 39 cloudy in the Twin Cities. Stay tuned for a fun-filled morning.
Quigby?
Yes, sir.
Turn down that blasted music and get into my office.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
An important client is coming in at 10:30 today for a meeting with us.
Yes, sir.
We'll probably have to take him to lunch.
Yes, sir.
It can't be too fancy because ostentatious displays of wealth and conspicuous consumption annoy him. We need to take him someplace with quality food and reasonable prices. What do you suggest?
Well, how about the Pannekoekenhuis?
Quigby, this is no time for some weird foreign place.
Oh, no, sir. Pannekoekenhuis is Dutch for pancake house. You see, they have oven-baked pannekoekens, which are super great pancakes, and a whole menu of other foods, including lots of American favorites.
It has to be close. We can only take 1 hour.
No problem, sir. There's one on Central Avenue, just south of 694, and one on South Robert and West St. Paul, and one in Brooklyn Park. And the service is good.
Quigby, how come you know so much about the Pannekoekenhuis?
Well, my wife works there. You see, we need the extra money.
You got it, now what do you do with it? You kick or punt, after all. Well, that's Diana Ross from her latest album called Skinny. It's 2:30, good morning. Not a half-bad Wednesday morning, at least the precipitation hasn't begun to fall again. And the WCCOFL. Oh, it's going to be a good day, I can feel it in my bones. It's time for a commentary, lucky us.
This is Pat Chapman, ABC News in Rome, with commentary for the American Entertainment Radio Network. Aldo Moro's body may be in a lake northeast of Rome. I'll have a comment right after this.
Get the long-lasting collar that kills both ticks and fleas. Put the plus on your pet, the Heart's 2-in-1 Plus.
It's new, the Heart's 2-in-1 Plus collar. The longest-lasting collar ever from Heart's. Kills fleas, ticks, even ticks that carry dangerous Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Protect your dog, cat, and family. Get your pet the really long-lasting collar.
Put the plus on your pet, the Heart's 2-in-1 Plus.
When I go shopping, there's no doubt my MasterCharge card carries clout.
When you carry MasterCharge, you carry clout.
MasterCharge is the number one card used by more people in more places to buy more things than any other card in the world. That's clout.
When you carry MasterCharge, you carry clout.
Don't miss out. Carry clout.
People here in Rome are glued to transistor radios and TV sets, and many have the latest newspapers near them. The big story is that Aldo Moro, until a month ago the most powerful political figure in Italy, has been executed by terrorists, and that his body is lying at the bottom of Lake Ducasa in the Apennine Mountains. It was a month ago that Moro was kidnapped. His kidnappers dragged him from a car, first shooting dead the driver. Country. Saturday, the Red Brigades released their sixth communique. It said Moro had been tried in what the brigades call a people's court and sentenced to death for what the brigades provocatively call political crimes. Then came another communique. This said Moro had been executed by suicide. This contradiction can be explained by the alleged suicides of Baader-Meinhof terrorists awaiting trial in Germany. The latest communique warned there would be more of these, quote, suicides, unquote, in Italy, and it named Prime Minister Andreotti as a future victim. But as the day wore on here in Rome, it began to look as if the story of the body in the lake was a hoax. The lake is 6,000 feet up in the mountains and has been cut off by snowfalls all winter. Police overflying the lake in helicopters said it was frozen over and that there was no break in the ice. How could the Red Brigades get the body up the mountain and into the lake in these conditions? But already the consequences of Moro's death, if he is dead, could be discerned here in Rome. His party, the Christian Democrats, went into immediate session. It's a party on the right of the political spectrum, but that didn't stop the communist leader, Enrique Berlinger, going at once to Christian Democrat headquarters for immediate consultations. The fact is that if Moro is dead, then the political system he spent 30 years building up in Italy may die with him. The result would be a political vacuum in a country where the Christian Democrats have steadily lost ground to the communists and managed to lead them by only 4 percentage points in the last election. It was this narrow margin that brought the communists right up to the political footlights in Italy. If Moro is dead, the drama is just beginning. The Christian Democrats are strong pro-Catholic in a pro-Catholic country, but it was Morrow who led them, and he led them with great political skill. Only Morrow could talk to the left, negotiate with them. Only Morrow's presence on the Italian horizon gave reassurance to other democratic countries here in Europe, plagued by economic and political troubles of their own. Now I invite you to listen to this.
Take your contact, take it now. Give your cold to contact.
You've got a nighttime cold. Congestion is keeping you awake. You didn't take contact, did you? We're so famous for all-day relief, you didn't think of us for nighttime. Wrong. Our 12-hour contact capsule decongests all night long so you can get the rest and sleep you need. And sleep's a great healer.
Give your cold to contact.
Take only as directed.
This is Pat Chapman, ABC News in Rome, with commentary for the American Entertainment Radio Network, a service of ABC News.